Hare Krishna. So throughout this chapter number 7, Krishna has given his own knowledge, the knowledge of Absolute. He spoke about so many different things. And now in the last shloka, Krishna is going to talk about who is that personality who can actually know and remember Krishna at the time of death. So let's see this last shloka of chapter number 7, shloka number 30. Sadhi bhutadi daivam maam sadhi yagnam chaye vidhoh prayana kale pichamam te vidur yukta chetasah. So here Krishna is saying that e maam viduhu, those people who know me and yukta chetasah, who are in full consciousness of me, whose minds are engaged in me, they know me as what? Adi Bhuta, the governing principle of material manifestation. Adi Daiva, the governing principle of all the demigods. Adi Yajna, the governing principles of all the sacrifices. Such a person, what happens to such a person who knows all this? Prayana Kale Api Cha Maam Viduhu. Such a person can actually understand and know Krishna even at the time of Prayana Kale, at the time of death. So a person who knows Krishna as Adi Bhuta, Adi Daiva, Adi Yajna, such a person can actually know Krishna and understand Krishna, remember Krishna at the time of death. This is what is the shloka talking about. In the transcendental association of Krishna consciousness, one can understand how the Supreme Lord is the governing principle of material manifestation and even of the demigods. Gradually, by such transcendental association, one becomes convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the time of death, such a Krishna conscious person can never forget Krishna. Naturally, he is thus promoted to the planet of Supreme Lord Goloka Vrindavan. So, it all starts. How do we understand anything in our life? Just by associating some people who know about that particular topic. Similarly, even in our spiritual life, even the devotional service, when we associate with like-minded people, that is association of devotees, when we come and associate with devotees who are discussing the topics of Krishna, automatically these things will be revealed to us. Not by our potency, but by the potency of all those devotees. So it's very important that each and every devotee should have a very nice fired-up association of other devotees. Without the fired-up association of devotees, one cannot progress on the path of bhakti. The person will not be able to know only what is important in life. It will be very, very difficult for that person to understand Krishna. Forget about understanding Krishna. Even to do basic activities of devotional service will be very, very difficult. Because we are in the age of Kali, where we have lots of avenues to do sense gratification, but very, very few avenues to do devotional service. So, if this is the case, then we have to actually endeavor to associate with people who are fired up devotees. This is a very important point, you know, to be noted. Never ever we can think that, oh, I can understand by myself. I have Bhagavad Gita, I'll do it by myself. No. It's only by the association of devotees, it is possible that we'll understand that how Krishna is Adi Bhuta, Adi Daiva, Adi Yajna, and so on. So here it is given that such people who associate with devotees, who elevate their consciousness, who are always engaged in devotional service of Krishna, they actually go back home back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. Now the beginning of Krishna consciousness is the association of persons who are Krishna conscious. So how do someone begin their Krishna consciousness? How did we start watching these videos? How did we start chanting the holy names of the Lord? How did we start reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Srimad Bhagavatam? There will be at least one devotee in the background who actually pulled us to do this devotional service. So the beginning of Krishna consciousness is all about associating with Krishna conscious persons. That is associating with devotees. That's how someone's spiritual life will start. Then after that, what? Such association is spiritual and puts one directly in touch with the Supreme Lord, and by His grace, one can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, one can really understand the constitutional position of the living entity and how the living entity forgets Krishna and becomes entangled in material activities. So just by associating with devotees, these are the different things that we'll get to know. First, who is Krishna? I'm sure many people who have come to Krishna consciousness, before coming to Krishna consciousness, they were least knowing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, in the association of devotees, this is the first thing that we have understood. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next thing that we have understood is that we are part and parcel of Krishna. This is a very important understanding that a person gets in the association of devotees. How? Because lots of devotional service will be there, so many activities will be there, which will be centered around Krishna, and everyone is serving Krishna. And that makes it very obvious that how we are servants of Lord Sri Krishna. And another thing that we will understand is that how we are stuck in this material world, forgetting Lord Sri Krishna. Again and again, we'll keep hearing from the devotees that we have lost that relationship with Krishna, and now we have to revive that relationship with Krishna. So all these reminders we will get in the association of devotees. Otherwise, in the material association, what do people talk about? How to do better sense gratification? The discussion is all about this. Hey, you know, I did sense gratification from this angle. It was very nice. You can try. And we will also think, oh, maybe I should try from this angle. I tried from the other one. It was not working. Let me try from this angle. So the point that we need to understand here is that when we are in association with devotees, we will keep getting reminders about various spiritual aspects of life, and especially about how we are servants of Krishna and how we are stuck in this material world, forgetting relationship with Krishna. And how this human form of life is only meant for this, that is, to revive the relationship back with Lord Sri Krishna. So this is a very important point, which acts as a reminder. And I'm sure in the Shloka Day videos also, there are enough reminders, you know, that comes time and again by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada through his purports. And then here it is given that by gradual development of Krishna consciousness in good association. So again, this word is very important. How can someone gradually develop in Krishna consciousness? By being in good devotee association. The living entity can understand that due to forgetfulness of Krishna, he has become conditioned by the laws of material nature. He can also understand that this human form of life is an opportunity to regain Krishna consciousness, and that it should be fully utilized to attain the causeless mercy of Supreme Lord. So again, in good association, what will happen? The person will understand that how he is completely bound in this material world. And at the same time, he will understand that this human form is so rare. This opportunity to practice bhakti is so rare. I shouldn't miss this opportunity. This very lifetime, I have to attain Krishna. I have to go back home back to Godhead, to Lord Sri Krishna, and serve him for his pleasure. So this will be ingrained then, again and again, when we keep hearing. And when we start endeavoring on this direction, automatically we'll become very determined in our practice. We'll be very determined in our goal. We'll have a lot of clarity in goal also, when we are in the association of those people who are clear about their goal. So that's what is very nicely mentioned here. That it should be fully utilized to attain causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. What? The human form, the rare human form, should be used very properly now to go home back to Godhead. There is no other use of this human form. The only way or the only reason why we have got this human form is so that we break the cycle of birth and death, go back home back to Godhead, to Krishna, to serve him for his pleasure. Now, he who is actually elevated in Krishna consciousness does not care for different processes. He simply directly engages himself in activities of Krishna consciousness and thereby factually attains his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. In such situation, he takes pleasure in what? Hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service. See, this point is very important, that after we come to devotional service, once we are convinced that goal is Krishna, process is bhakti, and this is what I'm supposed to do, and this is why I've got this human form. If this conviction is there, then we shouldn't get deviated to different concocted processes which are there in this age of Kali Yuga. Because time is very short. In this short time, we have to attain perfection. Now, in this short time, if we start doing research, that, okay, maybe I should go and try that, maybe I should go and try this, what will happen? We'll just waste time. So once we get convinced on the path of bhakti, about the goal, about the process, about the use of this human form, we have to take it very, very seriously and just march on this path without thinking twice. But then as soon as we start thinking various things, we will just waste time and just lose the opportunity. We have been dying from so many lifetimes, we will die once again without attaining perfection. So here it is given very nicely that such a person takes pleasure in hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord. So the one who is on the path of bhakti, fully convinced, he wants to hear more about the Lord, he wants to glorify the Lord, he wants to get more people into Krishna consciousness by telling them the glories of the Supreme Lord and His merciful nature. He is convinced that by his doing so, all his objectives will be fulfilled. This determined faith is called Dhridavrata, and it is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga or Transcendental Loving Service. So the person has got full faith, that just by practicing Krishna consciousness, everything will manifest. Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kahe Sudruda Nischay Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. So this faith, this Shraddha, that just by practicing Krishna consciousness, just by doing bhakti, everything else will fall in place. This faith is a very, very important thing. Very, very important faith. Because just by having this faith, the person will be able to practice bhakti in a very, very determined way. That is what is Dhridavrata that we talked about. So all these things will happen. Whatever we have spoken here in this video, all these things will happen if we have the association of fired up devotees and if we have the right guidance of fired up devotees. Then we'll be able to progress very, very fast. And what will happen when the entire life we are preparing like this? At the time of death, we'll be able to remember Krishna and make our way back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, Krishna has finally ended this chapter with a very, very punching verse about how a person can remember Him, know Him, even at the time of death. So in the next video, let's see all the 30 shlokas together. And let's understand what was the flow in which Krishna took us from verse number 1 to verse number 30. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.